Casting Crowns here and Kane with Desert Road. Welcome to the third and final hour of the morning drive. Time flies when you're with the Dream Team. It's the 29th of January 2024 and it's just gone past 12 minutes after 8 a.m. I promised you a great interview. Stick around to this one because there is something that you can do to help us in our quest to keep our country in moving in the right direction, and that is in the ways of the Lord.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.
All right, so on the line, we've got with us no stranger to Impact Radio, Mr. Errol Naidu, who is the founder of and the CEO of the Family Policy Institute, or better known as FPI. It's a non-profit, pro-family, public policy research and educational organization. And they're based in Cape Town, South Africa. And while serving as the director of public affairs and his People Christian Church, Mr. Errol Naidu, since the call of God to establish a ministry to inform and educate, as well as equip the greater church, the body, you and I, to fulfill its God-given mandate to be the salt and light in society. And since they've launched in 2008, the FPI has been at the forefront of the battle to defend the family. Yes, that's the core belief of what the Bible is all about, the family, and advance biblical Christian values in Parliament, the media, and general society. So it's a great privilege to have him on the morning drive today. Good morning, Mr. Errol Naidu. How are you doing today?
Glenn, thank you for the invitation to participate and speak about this very important event on Impact Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy New Year to you and your family. And I know we would like to get straight down to business, but it is the first time we're seeing you in a brand new year. Yeah. But let's jump into it, because this is a very serious one, because it doesn't only affect us on a national level, but it's affecting the next generation. So it's called the Bella Bill, Basic Education Law Amendment. What is this bill and what is its role?
Well, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill is an amendment, obviously, to existing legislation. And that legislation is the South African Schools Act of 1996. And, you know, just in a nutshell, the reason government is overhauling this legislation is to give the Minister of Basic Education and officials in the department more power, greater powers, to overrule or override the authority of school governing bodies and even parents, so that they can advance their agenda. And I think most people know what that agenda is. They've been reading, and if people's been reading my newsletters that I send out every week, they would know that the big agendas now is to get comprehensive sexuality education into every school, to every child, sexual orientation and gender identity policies into every school and impact every child. And also now, this year, there's going to be a big push on transgenderism, where children can come out and identify, you know, if they're male, they can come out and identify as female, and vice versa, or any one of 112 different genders that is listed at the United Nations. And so this is the agenda, but they're also going to be pushing for genderless bathrooms, unisex bathrooms, where male and female can use the same bathroom. Maybe even uniforms that are not gender specific. All of those things are coming, and it's coming from the UN, by the UNESCO World Health Organization is pushing for all kinds of things. And the reason government has to overhaul the current legislation is because the current legislation, the Schools Act of 1996, gives school governing bodies the outright authority to determine policies in a school. The school governing body in a particular school is elected by teachers and parents. And obviously school governing bodies consist of parents and teachers that serve on that body. And they look at the policies of that particular school, admission policies, language policies. Obviously, looking at the overall policies of the Department of Education, government policy, but they have leeway, for example, with religious expression in a school, for example. There was a court case, not recently, but a few years ago, where an atheist challenged religious expression and activity in all schools, public schools in South Africa, and said it was unconstitutional. And when he challenged that to the court, the High Court ruled that school governing bodies have the right to determine what kind of religious expression takes place in a school. It's not up to the governing authorities like the government or Department of Education. And if there's Christian kind of activity in the schools, it's allowed. The only thing they cannot do in a public school is declare that school a Christian school, and they cannot compel students to participate in any of these events. But if whatever Christian expression there is, if there's a Christian group having Christian activities in that school, they're allowed to do that. But the school governing body would govern that and regulate that, okay, according to certain guidelines. So that means the school governing body has the right. So now when it comes to comprehensive sexuality education, UNESCO is pushing that in our schools. It's a UN agency. School comprehensive sexuality education comes from the United States of America. It's been devised by outside group, abortion groups, LGBT groups, and they are pushing that on our children in the schools. However, it is not compulsory. So school governing bodies can decide we don't want that in our school because there are alternatives. And I worked with a number of Christian educators on an alternative called Smart Choices that is more common sense, that is more helpful to children, and it involves parents as well, whereas comprehensive sexuality education keeps parents out. It bypasses parents, go directly to children to indoctrinate them with abortion and LGBT propaganda.
Yeah.
Now, it's not compulsory, and the school governing bodies can decide we don't want that. But now what the Bellable is doing, it's going to give the minister and officials in the Department of Basic Education to override school governing bodies, to override parents, and make sure that every child has to sit in and learn comprehensive sexuality education, sexual orientation and gender identity policies, and of course coming is transgenderism.
Yeah, and I think that's the real concern here, because as a parent, you don't send your child to school to learn anything other than education. You actually want to indoctrinate them with what your family believes is a male and is a female. And if these things are coming in into our family and the government has power over that, I do think it is very wrong. Now, how will this bill affect our children's education? And we're talking government schools here. So I think private schools are in a different kettle of fish because they can decide what they want, how they want. But I think it is unfair that our government schools, who don't necessarily have the resource to go and fight into the courts and oppose this, how is it affecting children's education and ultimately their lives growing up in this kind of teaching?
Yeah, look, this is a very dangerous bill, a far-reaching bill, and a draconian bill. You know, in countries like China, totalitarian countries, in Cuba, the government decides everything. There is no human rights. There's no democracy. People can't decide for themselves. The government decides everything. And this is where South Africa is moving, believe it or not, with our constitution. Our government is becoming more and more totalitarian. And you can't look at the Bellable in isolation. You've got to look at the other legislation they're pushing this year, like redefining marriage, man-woman marriage. They're going to redefine marriage to mean that marriage doesn't mean a man and a woman. Marriage, the new marriage, single marriage law is going to mean marriage is a union between a man and a woman, a man and a man, a woman and a woman, and transgender individuals. Then you look at the hate crimes laws, they're busy finalizing that right now. Hate crimes laws, it's going to make it a crime to say anything that is critical of LGBT lifestyles or transgenderism or abortion or anything like that. You could be charged and prosecuted for saying that. Pastors are in great danger with this law. Then you look at the general intelligence laws amendment bill. It's also a bill they're amending that they can spy on pastors of churches. Government can spy legally on pastors. Why? Because they're saying there are people that in churches and people in NGOs, leading NGOs, that could be advancing terrorism. So they've got a spy on them, and then government will have the right, or the state security agency is going to be given the authority to vet if this one can be a pastor, if that one can lead a NGO. So they're going to take more and more control. So if you look at the Bella Bill in the context of everything else that's happening, you can see what is happening. The government is, it's a power grab. And the Bella Bill is going to fundamentally transform education. You said it doesn't affect private schools. It's going to. The Bella Bill is going to give the Department of Education authority over homeschooling. They are going to determine the policies, language policies, curriculums in homeschooling so that they can make CSE, Comprehensive Sexuality Education, can make it compulsory in homeschooling. And the reason for that is to help kids, to give them the proper information so that they can make the informed choices about their sexuality. So they use all kinds of wonderful words and terms, and why it must get to every school and child. Because UNESCO's big push at the moment now is to get CSE, transgenderism, abortion policies and indoctrination or propaganda to every child in school and out of school. They want to reach every child in the country. And our government, unfortunately, the ANC government is working very closely with UNESCO, with the World Health Organization. They're working closely with UNFPA, all the UN agencies, and advancing this. Then there's a treaty they just signed called the EU ACP Treaty, the European Union, African, Caribbean, and Pacific nations have signed a treaty with the European Union. And again, this is one of the policies that our government is involved in now that is going to push the agenda of the European Union in African nations. And part of that agenda is legalized abortion, it's transgenderism, it's compulsory comprehensive sexuality education, it's legalized prostitution to decriminalize the entire sex industry. That would make pimps and brothel keepers all legitimate business people. You'd be able to open a, if they're busy with this bill at the moment, it's stalled in Parliament at the end of last year, but they want to push it through, hopefully they want to before the elections. That is going, you know, brothel will be able to open next to a church because it will be a legitimate business. That's all that's happening right now. And if you look at the Bella Bill in the context of everything that's happening in South Africa, you can see how government is encroaching on the family, encroaching on religion. Freedom of speech is being eroded more and more. Freedom of religion is being eroded more and more, and parental rights.
Yeah.
This is the biggie with the Bella Bill. Is government wants to take children away from parents. They want the authority over the parents. And who's behind this? World Health Organization, UNESCO, George Soros, all kinds of organizations, foreign organizations, coming into this country and pushing agendas. And what our government is doing, it's not governing in the best interest of its citizens. It's not governing in the best interest of its own people. In fact, it's not governing. It's just pushing the agendas of all these foreign organizations. Why? Because there's money behind it. There's lots of money flowing into government from all kinds of agencies and private faceless individuals and organizations coming into this country to push agendas that work against the people of South Africa.
Yeah.
That is the huge problem. And so children are at great risk in public schools. If the church and parents don't stand up against the Bella Bill and all the other thing that's coming against children, it's going to be devastating for our kids.
We've got some messages here even, I think, from concerned parents who are saying, look, I'll remove my children from the school if the bill passes, and no, I'm no teacher whatsoever, but my kids will not be indoctrinated against evil agendas. And another message that says, this is such a dangerous bill. I wish more energy can be directed towards God and bringing back God into schools, and that's the best way for our kids to be clear of the identity of who they are in Christ. Now, in the time that we do have left, what can we do to stop or push back this bill from really being passed in its entirety alongside all the other things that are happening? Give us some practical things that we can give to every person on the ground who is against this Bella Bill.
Well, the answer to your question, what can we do? we can do a lot, Zikle, a lot. And the reason for that, because we are the people. We the people. Government governs by authority of the people. Government doesn't govern, excluded from people. The people elect the politicians or the public officials into power. And those people are supposed to govern in the best interest of the people. That's why when legislation goes through our parliament, they have to consult the people. There has to be a public participation process to hear from the people. That's because government is supposed to govern by the will of the people. Our government is not doing that. It's getting away with murder. Even though our constitution stipulates that government has to govern by authority of the people, it's the people's parliament. And so what people can do, first thing, is pray. A lot of prayers to go into this, because this is a wicked and diabolical agenda. And it's a wicked and diabolical agenda. It's because it's targeting innocent children. They want to get to the children and they want to bypass parents. And both you and I know that God gives the parents the ultimate authority over their children. And yes, government is trying to take that away. And so that's why this is so diabolical. And that's why we have to fight and stand up. The church together has to stand up in unity. The Christian church is very powerful. It has a very powerful voice. But I've been hearing very little from the church. And that is so concerning, because so many people are writing to me, asking me, while this is happening, why is the church so silent on this? You know, church denominational leaders should be putting out a statement and say, this bill is unacceptable. Parents have authority. Give the authority to school governing bodies. That's the most democratic body to guide school admissions and language policies and all those kind of things. Give that to school governing bodies, because it's the most democratic way to regulate schooling and the policies of schools. Government is now trying to take that away, primarily because they want to push their agenda. So praying, writing now to the National Council of Provinces. They've invited comment until the 31st of January. So I hope you got that email there that you can read out to your listeners.
Yes, we've got that.
So they've got to email that. But one of the easiest way, because there's short time now of sending out a submission on this, is through the Dear South Africa site. dearsouthafrica.co.za, and there's a Dear South Africa billable kind of a page. People can go there, fill in the information and click a button, and it will send it straight to the department of, or through the National Council of Provinces. So there's many ways that people can, but I think we need more parents groups led by women, because that's happening in America, where they are fighting and taking back this attack on the children. We need more groups standing together and saying, no, you will not have our children. Our children, parents must say, our children belong to us. God has given us our children. We're responsible for their values and their beliefs and their futures, not the government. And so you don't have any right to bypass us, to indoctrinate our children with perversion and all kinds of things that we don't believe in, that we oppose. And so we're not getting enough outrage coming from parents groups, from the church in this country. And government is just moving along. They just love the silence, the apathy of the church. They love the apathy of people. So they can push ahead with this agenda. But this agenda is, as I said, it is devastating. It is catastrophic.
Yeah.
You see in America what is happening to children. So many children are now confused. They don't know what their genders are. All of a sudden, they're having sex change surgeries. They're doing it in schools and without even advising parents. Young girls having their breasts removed through surgery, and parents have no say in it. So there are all kinds of horrific things happening that we've got to stop in this country. We've got to say no to it. And the Bella Bill is a dangerous bill. It must be opposed. It must be challenged to the constitutional court. Whatever we can do, we must do. And there's other laws like that that's coming. But I think for me personally, the most important thing is we have to vote out the ANC. We've got to get rid of this government. We've got a voting people that is going to respect the will of the people and not push the agendas of foreign groups, taking money from foreign groups and just ignoring the will of the people and pushing all kinds of things that's going to be devastating to our country,
yeah.
to marriage, family, to religious freedom. We have to stand up to that.
Yeah.
But starting with prayer and then following with action.
Awesome. I love that. Start with prayer and then follow with action. And this is Mr. Errol Naidu, the founder and CEO of Family Policy Institute. Thank you so much for just sharing. I mean, we can go on this conversation for hours on end because of all the wealth of research that you and your organization has done. But thank you for sharing that with us. And we will send through every single person with this Dear South Africa.co.za will send them the link that they can make their submissions by the 31st of January.
Zile, can I just add, if people want to keep updated with the Bella Bill and everything else that's happening so they can pray and then also act, can they subscribe to my newsletter? It's a weekly newsletter, just one pager. They can go to familypolicyinstitute.com and subscribe. It's a little icon on the top. Pull in their name, surname, and email address. And once a week on a Tuesday morning, they'll get a one-page newsletter, and I share the most critical information about how citizens, Christian citizens, can pray and then act to push back this agenda.
Awesome. Yes, we will do that. And that is Family Policy Institute. There's a newsletter there that goes out every single Tuesday. Thank you so much, Mr. Errol Naidu, for your time and the hard work that you and your team are putting in. And we do need to push back these agendas for the sake of the next generation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Impact 103 News Headlines.